This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with two words you might not have expected to hear on the program today, prom season. They are brought to us by this amazing statistic from Visa, the credit card people. The average teenager who goes to prom this year will spend, wait for it, $919 in the process. That is a whole lot of money, both for prom goers and the small businesses that outfit them. And yes, we are talking mostly the girls here. And that has led to an interesting opportunity, a prom registry, so that no two girls from the same high school show up wearing the same dress, much like, I don't know, wedding registries or something. Elizabeth Holmes wrote the story for the Wall Street Journal. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kai.
Help me understand the business model here, prom dress registries. It seems a bit convoluted. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you that when I went to prom a million years ago, this was not a worry of mine. I worried about a lot of things as a teenage girl.
Right.
Well, it turns out that today in 2015, Hollywood tabloid red carpet culture, where we play games like who wore it better. And so these girls want to show up at prom and have the same dress as somebody else. And so a lot of these formal wear boutiques that operate sort of in the higher end prom dress business, so several hundred dollars for a dress, they are offering a service to their customers by saying, we will keep a log of all the dresses we sell, and we will not sell two of the same dress going to the same prom.
Obviously, this is some kind of upsell, right? You give us an extra $50 and we'll put you on the registry?
It's a free service for most of these places that I talk to. Yes, they do this sort of as a way to lure shoppers from, you know, all the places you can buy a prom dress online. So a lot of these are small businesses that are starting it, but it doesn't mean that their registries are small. I talked to one massive formal wear boutique out in Silicon Valley, and they keep track of like 600 high school proms.
Wow.
So they have this massive computerized dress registry where they're tracking who is wearing what to which prom.
Okay, but then there's a problem, right? Because let's say girl A goes into a store, finds this dress she loves, buys it for $400, hello, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, girl B goes into the same store, finds the same dress, goes to buy it, and then the store person has to say, oh, yeah, no, in our registry, this was already sold. You can't have it. Seriously?
That's exactly what happens. And as you can imagine, it's a pretty emotional moment for the girl who is denied. The shop owners that I talked to said that although that moment is not necessarily pleasant, in the long run, most shoppers come to appreciate that they're trying to make sure that everybody has their own sort of special and unique fashion moment come prom night.
I have a 16-year-old son. I think he's going to prom. I'm not sure. Is there a tuxedo thing going on here that I have to worry about, or am I good to go?
Well, you're off the hook. So I did not find any tuxedo registries out there. But guys then have the added burden a lot of times of the promposal, which is, you know, the elaborate
promposal
way that people are getting asked to prom these days. And
no,
that's another thing.
No,
that
come
Visa
on.
Says
wedding proposals are hard enough.
Well, this is like a whole social media element, so you can show off. People are spending, I guess, several hundred dollars on the promposal alone. So, and that onus often falls on the boys.
Oh, man. Okay, back to the women, back to the girls for a second. Are stores doing this in the, I mean, you got to figure it's a vague hope, right? That these girls, when they grow up, will come back for bridesmaids dresses and wedding dresses and that whole smash?
Yes, they're hoping that it builds this kind of long-term loyalty. A lot of it is a play for the parents. It's the mom or the dad that's coming in and writing the check or, you know, whipping out the credit card. And the parents want this sort of added security, too. They are dealing with a dramatic teenager, and they don't want to have come prom night, you know, tears if someone else had my dress. And there's not just prom. You know, I mean, if you go to a high school with a slate of formal dances, there's homecoming, and I've heard of winter balls and things like that, that these formal wear boutiques, especially in sort of more limited markets, they need that repeat business. And so they're hoping that they'll get you for your whole high school career. And then should you become a bridesmaid or should you become a bride, that you'll keep them in mind.
Amazing. Elizabeth Holmes is a senior style reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Elizabeth, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Kai.